سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قيل ادخل الجنة، قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد، ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, we are sitting in the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a place of peace, tranquility, a place where we can prepare for our Jannah, for the life after death. A person learns one ayah of the Quran, they get the reward of 100 rakats of Nafil Salah. So whoever is listening to this program, and Allah grant me reward, the listener's reward, and guide us all to become good practicing Muslims. Nobody is perfect. We started Surah Yasin Sharif a few weeks ago, and we are continuing. We came to that verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two messengers to a particular town to remind them about Allah and about the life after that. Good action will take us to Jannah, and sins and disobedience to Allah will take people towards Jahannam. Those people were arrogant. Allah sent a third messenger, and they were still arrogant. There was a person from the corner of the town, many Mufassirin say his name was Habib Najjar, Habib ibn Ismail Najjar. He was a carpenter by profession. The people were so arrogant that they even made this person shaheed. When he was telling them, listen to the message of Islam, message of Allah, respect them, and out of arrogance, they made this person shaheed and they hit him very badly. But the reward Allah gave to this Habib Najjar, قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. Outwardly, he was disgraced, humiliated, and made shaheed. But he was told, Allah gave him the honor of Jannah, the higher rank of Jannah. And he said, so nice if my people only come to know. It is mentioned the Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu was salam, they have a lot of love and compassion for the people. Even if the people are bad to them, they still give them a dua. It's in the Mufassirs, even in this incident also, they say, Rabbi Ghfir Warham. One is Allah forgive the believers and show his mercy. But they made dua, Ya Allah, these people out of ignorance, they are treating us badly, being rude to us. Allah give them hidayat. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam journey to Ta'if is quite famous, where people insulted Rasulullah verbally, physically, but he gave them duas. Today also we must show our love and respect for all those that are doing the effort of deen. Then the next verse, Allah Ta'ala says, after the message was given to them by three people, and even the fourth person, Habib and Najjar, came to assist the Anbiya Ikram and those messengers, then Allah sent His punishment. When Allah wants to send His azab and punishment, the different types of punishment Allah Ta'ala can send. And in this case, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِن بَعْدِهِ مِن جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. We did not dispatch any army against this nation after him, nor were we going to. What Allah Ta'ala did? إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. It was only a single scream by the angel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. That one scream destroyed them, which they were suddenly extinguished. They were proud of the power of the wealth. And one scream, Allah Ta'ala ordered Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam to make that whole town was finished. And this people, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Whenever a prophet came to them previously also, they mocked the Nabi, they mocked the messengers. And إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Allah is sufficient for those that mock. We know the last Nabi is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our respected ulama kiram at various public platforms, they give us advice. As humans, we must admit our mistakes and say, Ya Allah, you give me tawfiq of making tawbah. Don't justify our wrongs. Recite, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. And sometimes we get physically sick and the doctors give us an injection, give us bitter medication, or some serious sickness in the stomach, the doctors say you need an operation, we have to admit you for 2 weeks to the hospital, we are ready, because you want to get physically better. Spiritually we get sick also, and what when it comes to tawbah and istighfar, what happened in the past is history, and what is going to happen in the future is mystery. But what is present is an opportunity. The present life that we got, be regular with our faras salah, jama'ah meal, the women folk at home, the free time that we have, recite Quran, make dua for brothers and sisters that are suffering in different parts of the world. Recite La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin hundreds or maybe many times. Some ulama say when there's a catastrophe, we should read it 125,000 times. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Maybe for one person to read it so much is difficult, but family and friends can get together and just say each one read 100. Of one tasbih is 100 times, three tasbihs is 300 times, and 10 times we read the tasbih be 1,000 times. So instead of wasting our time on the shaitan box, and we want live news, what is happening in different cities and countries, undoubtedly out of concern, sympathy, now and then we get some information. But then we mustn't be controlled by the media. As we know, the media is controlled by the non-Muslims. Sometimes there's truth, sometimes there's lies. Allah Ta'ala knows best what's happening in different cities and countries. But this whole Muslim Ummah is like one body. Like if you have a toothache or a headache, the entire body is restless. Anywhere in the world, Muslims are suffering. We need to assist them. One is with our du'as, financially, morally. Many people are displaced by oppressive rulers bombing their homes, bombing their businesses, and bombing whatever they possessed. And this is with the clothes in the body, they have to run to the refugee camps. There are many Muslim organizations that are making collection for those that are displaced. And in a public platform, I made mashra with a very senior alim, and he told me, avoid mentioning names of any organization on a public platform, because there are so many of our good ulama are doing good work. And if we mention a certain organization's name, the other organization may feel sidelined. So we say, you make mashura in your heart and mind, if you wear this ulama ya haq, and where the money will be distributed correctly, properly, and sometimes they physically go to such areas and distribute, you support all those organizations. And we know there are many females that are displaced, they are widows, divorcees, single women, orphans, etc. And if a husband and wife team together goes and do the relief, it will be much easier. And if the females are going, they must travel with their mahram. They cannot travel 7 or 8 kilometers or more without a close male relative, father, brother, son, husband, etc. And we must not display our beauty. The females must not display beauty when they're leaving the home. During the golden era of Rasulullah ﷺ, Abu Talib showed a lot of compassion to Rasulullah ﷺ. But whatever reason, he was not given tawfiq of becoming a Muslim, never have iman. But till the last moment, Nabi ﷺ had this concern that he must recite the kalima. When Abu Talib was towards the end of his life, about to leave this world, our Rasulullah went that time also and told him, recite the kalima just in my ears one time, that I believe in Allah, I believe in the Quran, I believe in the final Nabi of Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and recite the kalima shahada once, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. Say, one time you read it, Allah will grant you Jannat. But the whispers of Shaitan that I cannot leave the religion of my forefathers. The forefathers could be wrong, not necessarily what they for. Today also people that fall to the trap of the deviated groups or the non-Muslims. When you explain them the correct religion of Islam, they say, I can't leave the religion of my forefathers. May Allah protect us, protect me, protect our iman. We recite Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. And then the next verse Allah says, alam yaru kam ahlakna qablahum min alquruni annahum ilayhim la yarji'un wa in kullul lamma jami'un ladayna muhtarun. Have they not seen how many nations were destroyed before them? They will certainly never return back. And they will all be present before us collectively on the day of Qiyamah, Judgment Day. In the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِمْ إِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the Quran, the lessons of the past nation, the various Anbiya Kiram, nation of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, were destroyed with the floods. The immoral nation of Nabi Lut alayhi salam were destroyed with several natural disasters. They were lifted up and flung to the ground hard. Today also, whatever, when the weather gets abnormal, you must read istighfar and say, I am the most sinful person in this town. This condition is coming because of my weakness. And look at the good qualities in others. Inshallah, next we will continue with the other verses of Surah Yasin Sharif. And every day we must recite Surah Yasin Sharif. And especially when there's a funeral in the family, or family is facing some difficulty, the Ummah is facing some difficulty, may Allah Ta'ala protect Masjid al-Aqsa, protect Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protect the Kaaba by Makkah al-Mukarramah, and guide us to read our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Seek the help of Allah through patience and through salah. And like how in the month of Ramadan we're getting up for Sehri, today also those that can get up for Tahajjud at that time and read our Salatul Jama'ah and make dua for the suffering Ummah. Allah must assist us. And I'll conclude with one Urdu poem of Allama Iqbal. Banado Fiza Badar ki, dekho Allah ki Badar kaise aayegi. Make the environment of Badr where Rasulullah shall spend the night in dua and crying. The Sahabas at taqwa, piety, they abstained from sins and gunas and they made dua. Today also with the dua, we need to abstain from sin and read our Fajr Salah. Istastaghisuna rabbakum fastajaba lakum anni mumiddukum bi alfin min al malaikati murdifin. Allah Ta'ala loved the crying and dua and the tahajjud of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah assists the Muslims of Badr with angels. So today also Allah can send the angel to our assistance. Let us all collectively make dua. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah wa hamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.